You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, produced by Michael Golden and Lynn Golden. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to your show, and we have a show for you today. Oh, yes, we do. This is your host, Michael, and today in the studio, I've got two good-looking women. Vivacious women. Oh, listen to this. We have, to my right, Nancy Manikonis. Nancy, you there?
Yes, I am. Glad to be here.
And to my left, the vivacious Sheila Young.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to January 8th, 2017 show of Blind and Beyond. Lynn, we miss you and hope you feel better.
Yes, I was just going to say that. We're missing my lovely wife, Lynn Golder, who's homesick. Thank God she doesn't have double pneumonia again. She only has bronchitis. But I hope she'll be here with us next week.
Thank goodness she went to the doctor this time. So we hope you get better, Lynn.
Yes, we do.
So what's up for tonight, Michael? What we got
Chris,
going on?
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, this show, if you want to call us in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. This show is catered to the visually impaired, legally blind, and the blind community. But we're also the bridge for the sighted community. So the sighted folks, if you'd like to call in, which we'd love you to call in, please do. Right now, I got to ask the young lady to my left, Sheila Young.
Yes, sir.
I'd ask you some questions.
Okay.
I've been dying to ask you these questions for a long time because we have a lot of people outside that say, oh, I can't do that. I'm blind. I can't leave my house because I'm blind. Sheila, all the things you do, you get off your sofa and you do things. Tell me, you're blind, right, Sheila?
Yes, sir.
Well, you're blind, so how can you do all these things that all the other people say they can do?
Well, I guess it's...
I put you on the spot.
Yeah, thanks
I
a lot, Michael.
That. But the point is, I want... Because you are on my... There's a couple people in the community that are my poster people. You are my poster people for the blind community because you are different from a lot of our folks who are listening to this show right now who say, I can't travel, I can't leave my house, I can't do this, I can't do that because I'm blind. You are blind, right? And you are totally blind.
Yes, I have a little bit of light perception, but not enough.
Light perception, but yeah. You can't see
no.
faces,
no.
right?
No,
you can't.
I've not
see...
been able to see faces for, probably 15 years.
Okay. So you can't see the difference between a chair and a table?
No, but I've had enough vision in my life to where I do know the difference
oh,
between
no,
a chair and a
difference.
Table.
So tell me this. What made you get off your rear end and want to do something because you're blind? What made you feel that you want to not be in a table, just sit there and say, I'm blind, I can't do anything? What made you want to do that?
My mother.
Oh, okay.
Do this without crying. My mother had polio. And I was two. I was 2 and a half and my sister was 6 months old. And she was paralyzed from the waist up.
Your mother?
My mother.
Uh-huh.
She was in an iron lung and a rocking, you know, the rocking bed and the iron lung and was totally crippled from her waist up. She ended up being a single mom, divorced, raising two girls on her own. And it was her determination and her will that made me who I am, I think. So, I owe a lot to my mom. And if she could do it, so can I. So, I get up every day. I have a wonderful job. I enjoy what I do. I love volunteering. I love being involved. I love trying to educate the public about blindness and letting them know that just because you're blind doesn't mean I can't do something. The kids I work with, when they say I can't, I say, no, I can. I don't want to hear, I can't is not a word.
So let me ask you this question. So what would you say is the reason why you have a bunch of blind people who can't do something
Who think
and you
they
can't. Well, no, I understand. They say they can't do it. They're blind. Right?
Yeah.
So, but you can.
Well, I think a lot of it is motivation. A lot of it is determination. A lot of it is education. You know, you'd be amazed at how many people, once they realize they can do something when they've lost their vision, they figure out, oh, wow, I can do that. Because they think they can't because they've not been taught how to.
Well, yeah, that goes without saying. So with Lynn with me always says, oh, guess who can do it? Sheila, Sheila can do it. Why don't you do it? Why don't you do it? I always hear this all day long. Why don't you do it? Why don't you do it? Well, my answer to you is all the other people listening. People ask me, why do I work? I work because I love to work. I love because that's my life. I've been doing it from the day almost that I can, maybe from about 12 years old, I always had some kind of job. And I was born to work.
Right.
And the point that I'm saying, and a lot of my blind friends don't understand it, and a lot of my sighted friends don't understand it. At my age, why am I still working? Why do I run? Why do I do?
Because you want to.
Because I want to. And the difference is, maybe I don't do a lot of things that I should do because I don't want to.
Right.
So a lot of my blind friends that don't do it is because they don't want to do it.
Right.
And they're the same as me in that respect because they don't want to leave their house because they don't want to. Because if they really wanted to, they would.
Exactly.
Because there's a word that you know. It's not just education. There's another word, okay, which you're, let's say, persistent, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're focused.
Mm-hmm.
And give me another word that you are. Going back to those words we talked about when we first started talking about the show.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
Well, it's the truth that you're persistent.
I know.
And you want to go down and you do something.
Right.
So if you take yourself, you want to learn something. I know that you even taught Lynn how to use her phone. She didn't know how to do something. You taught her. Here's a woman who's sighted, and you taught Lynn how to use her phone, which is amazing to me.
Well, and, you know, I guess, you know, it's funny. When I was little, I wanted to be a teacher. And when I went to a regular high school, graduated with a regular class in a regular high school. In fact, this year is my 45th reunion. But anyway, so, and I applied to go to college. And the reason that I couldn't get into college is I didn't have algebra in high school because I couldn't see the board. And they didn't have books back then. Our education when I was in high school is totally different than it is now. These kids now are so lucky. But so I couldn't get into college, so I couldn't get my teaching degree. I couldn't get my college education. And so I'm doing right now what I always wanted to do when I was a kid, you know. And I still say education. If you educate a blind person that they can do something, then they will be motivated to do it.
If they want to do it.
If they want to do it.
Right. If they want to. It's a key word, folks. Right. For you're sitting there right now in the chair on the sofa listening to the show, there's your answer. The answer is you really don't want to get up your rear end because if you could, you would.
You
would go to the lighthouse.
Yeah, you got to have that desire.
Correct. You go to the lighthouse. If you don't know how to do something, you go to the lighthouse and learn how to do it.
And they can teach you.
Right. So the point being is very simple. You know, I travel. I go and do. Now, then you're going to bring up a lot of my friends can say, but you can't use the computer. That's correct. I don't know how to use a computer. That's correct. And thank God, and I have to say this, thank God, I love my wife and she loves me. But yes, I admit, because she's sighted, she uses the computer and she tells me. I guess if I was not married to a sighted woman, I would have to learn how to use the computer. So there I would have to say, you're right, because I'm living with a sighted woman and she uses a computer, I guess I'm lazy. There's the key word, lazy. And I don't say, okay. Or something else that she can do for me, okay. So the point is, I don't learn the way Sheila learns.
Well, because I live alone.
Correct.
I don't have a sighted partner to do the, number one, I wouldn't want a sighted partner to do my computer because I enjoy the computer.
Right.
I enjoy, you know, emailing and Facebook and
shopping online, and you know, I do most of my Christmas shopping online. I don't.
And you like to read, and I don't like to read.
I love my books. I would be absolutely lost without my talking books.
See, right, and I like listening to television. And Lynn yells at me all the time. Oh, we're going to the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialist. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone was 407-898-2483.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. If you want to call us, please do. Phone number is 407-894-1680. You know what? Chris Shaw is behind the scenes. He's the main man.
Chris
Shaw. Without the show, well...
Without
completely
Chris.
Different show. Chris Shaw.
Well, I ain't going to say all that. You're giving me
without
a whole lot
Chris.
Of credit.
Chris Shaw.
You should have seen him. He was just pacing the floor waiting for you tonight. He's like, what are we going to do if Chris doesn't show up?
So today we have in the studio Sheila Young. We got Nancy Maniconis. Lynn Golder's homesick. Chris Shaw is behind the scenes. And Chris...
Well, let me give you this before you get started, before we go forth. If you wanted to call into the show and you want to just listen and hear what we got going on, but really don't want to speak, give us a call at 518-712-0057. That's 518-712-0057. 712-0057. 1-800-357-5757 on your phone, or you can always go to the WOKB website or Blind and Beyond website and pull us up, and we're right there, blindandbeyond.org.
The reason why we're saying the 518, okay, because let's say you're not by your computer or you're not by the radio, you're in Chicago, you're in Philadelphia, and you just want to listen to the show. Well, that's how you can do it. You can pull up that 518 number. You can listen anywhere in this country. Just pull it up and just goes right to the show without doing anything. You don't have to do anything else. Just dial the 518 number and listen to the show anywhere in this country. There's no charge. And then if you want to call us, you still have to call in the 407 number. So there's two numbers to remember. The 518, what's the number again, Sheila?
518-712-0057.
Now, there's a perfect example. Perfect example is you remembered it and I don't. Perfect example, because why? I guess I didn't want to. But the truth of the matter is you remember it.
Don't feel bad. Wait till you get my age. You'll understand.
Oh, okay. Brother.
Right. You can read it. You got a phone number to call
Do you know how old I'm going to be in 2 weeks?
How old are you going to be? How old
older
are you
than Chris, I guarantee it. Yeah. Well, anyway, I did want to say one more thing I found out yesterday. A dear, dear friend of mine gave me an Echo Dot for Christmas and my birthday combination gift. And Kelly James helped me get it set up yesterday. And you can actually tell Alexa, turn on WOKB radio. And it turns it on.
What's an Echo? Echo.
It's the Amazon Alexa device. They have an Echo and there's a Dot. And once you get it connected to your Wi-Fi at home, you just say, Alexa, what's the temperature? Alexa, play Kenny G. Alexa, turn on WOKB radio. It does it.
Yeah, something else.
It's awesome. I've been playing with it for two days.
All right,
days.
Chris.
Yes, sir, I'm right here. Listen, we got us a special guest on the phone line that is waiting on us. This young lady, our special guest today in the studio is Miss Sharon McDowell. McDonald. Sharon designs, develops, administers, and evaluates training programs in connection with Foresight 360 goals. She is responsible for ensuring a service-oriented and professional working environment by coaching, training, and motivating her team members, both sighted and those living with vision loss. Sharon has been blind. Listen to this again. Sharon has been blind since the age of 9, originally from Jamaica. She came to Lighthouse Central Florida in 2009 to receive her vision rehabilitation service. In 2011, she joined Lighthouse Work as a call center agent. Today, Sharon holds a degree in forensic science. Oh, my God. She holds a degree in forensic science. She is the call center supervisor, a senior trainer, and chair of employee practice implementation committee, which is EPIC, a valued team member, and an inspiration, not to me, not to just you, but an inspiration to all. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, do me the honors and put your hands together for the one, the only, the fabulous Miss Sharon McDowell.
Yo, hey. Sharon!
Hey, Sharon, it's Sheila. How are
Good
you?
Good evening.
How you
Thank
doing?
Thank you, Chris. You just made my head grow.
What part of Jamaica are you from, Sharon?
I'm from St. Mary, but I grew up in Kingstown.
There you go.
Good. Oh, wow.
I used to live outside of Mo Bay, a place called Rose Hall.
Okay. You saw the witch?
No.
The what?
The witch? Rose Hall was famous
There's
for the witch.
There's a story about the white witch of Rose Hall. So.
Oh, wow.
So how are you, Sharon?
I'm great, and you. I hope you guys are having a happy new year.
We are.
Happy new year, yes.
Happy new year.
Hi, Sheila.
How are you?
Nice to hear you.
It's good to hear you, too. I've met Sharon about a year after I came to Orlando, so I've known Sharon for about 10, 11 years now. So.
Well, speaking of...
I've lived in Orlando this year 11 years.
11 years?
Yeah.
Well, your journey here to Central Florida and Lighthouse has been very impressive. Can you expound on that just a little bit for us?
I came to live in Orlando in 2006, And when I came, I was unemployed for a year. Then I got employment at the Orlando Police Department, where I worked in communications. After 2 years, that department closed, and I found myself unemployed, and I needed
having tremendous
training in using the computer, because that's
Chris, when, what's that noise?
Windows changed from menus to ribbons and such great things, and I realized I was becoming obsolete. And so I went to Light of Central Florida, where I was provided the training. After being trained there, I also went through their customer service training and was employed in the call center when it opened. I worked in the call center for 5 years and, you know, was an agent, became a trainer, was supervisor.
Pardon
and
me, recently Sharon, wait a second, promoted. Sharon, wait a second. Are you on a speaker?
No.
Chris.
Do you have a radio or anything up? Because I'm getting some feedback.
All kinds of feedback.
I hear the echo. No.
Okay.
I thought it was on your end.
No. Give me one moment. Go ahead. Go ahead. Give me one moment.
Okay.
It sounds like you're on a speaker.
No, I'm not on speakerphone.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Is
Sharon,
it better now?
Go ahead. Keep going, please.
Okay. So I recently, in July of last year, was promoted to Employment Services Supervisor, where I now work with clients whose vocational goal is either to go to college or to be employed. I'm also supervisor of the Access Technology Program at Lighthouse Central Florida.
And how many people do you supervise? How many are employed there?
Well, there are 3 Access Technology trainers. I supervise 2, and then there's a bilingual trainer who is supervised by another bilingual supervisor.
And how many are at the call center?
Okay, I'm no longer supervisor of the call center. I'm now completely over to Lighthouse Central Florida, where I work in employment services.
Oh, okay. So you're not at the call center anymore?
No, I'm not in the call center anymore.
Okay. So
I do, in my capacity as employment services supervisor, help to recruit employees for the call center, but no, I'm not directly employed to the call center anymore.
And are they looking for people to fill positions in the call center right now?
We are in the process of negotiating a contract and should be expanding our agents before May of this year. So, yes, there are some really exciting things coming down the pipeline.
Awesome. So if people are looking to be trained, how long is the training?
The call center, so there are 2 levels to the training. If potential employees have never worked in a call center before or in the customer service industry, we do have customer service basics training, and that is offered through Lighthouse Central Florida. That's a 3-week training program. And then there is a call center specific training, and that is not just for our call center, but it's to equip blind and visually impaired people to work in any call center. And that training is 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Once the individual is employed, they would then go through a contract-specific training,
mm-hmm.
which might, depending on the complexity of the contract, it can take anywhere from a week to 2 weeks. But at that point, they would be an employee of Lighthouse Works.
And is the training done at New Hampshire, or is it done at the Coons?
That's a
customer
street,
service
but people don't know, not New Hampshire, Florida.
New Hampshire, I mean, New Hampshire. And call center excellence, that's done at Coons the Lighthouse Works building.
Okay. And those are streets in Orlando, for those who don't know.
Right.
In Atlanta, Orlando?
Orlando, yeah. New Hampshire, Orlando, or
New Hampshire Coons. Street is in College Park area of Orlando.
In College Park's in Orlando, yes.
Okay. Listen, Sharon, let me ask this. What would you like to share with your audience size today, especially our listeners and visually impaired who are seeking employment, because for you to have a degree in forensic science, listen to what I just said, you have a degree in forensic science and you've been blind since the age of 9? That is a great accomplishment.
I've been blind since the age of 9. I'm also currently pursuing my master's in vision rehabilitation therapy. I just want all blind and visually impaired people out there to know that the sky is the limit. There are no barriers to where your life and your career can go if you are willing to work and you're willing to be committed to the process.
That's a good word, committed.
That's a I like the word, committed.
That's a key word, because what you've done and the steps that you've made to get to where you are today is really phenomenal. I'm still stuck, though, since the age of 9, and you got a degree in forensic science. What does forensic science entail for those that don't know or have an idea as to what forensic science is?
My degree is in forensic psychology, and it's really the meeting of psychology and the law. Forensic psychologists work to see, more or less, detect the mindset of individuals that would cause them to commit different crimes.
Did working at the police department give you the inspiration to get that degree?
No, I had that degree before I went to the police department.
Oh, okay.
My grandson, Lennon, my grandson is going to school for Temple University for forensics science. He wants to go to the FBI. Yeah, he wants to work for the FBI.
So
early in the day I wanted to be a profiler, but, you know, reality check came in. Not many people get to be FBI profilers.
Yeah, that's probably a pretty limited amount of people.
Yes. I also wanted to share, we have a series of workshops coming up at Lighthouse Central Florida. Mm-hmm. The first one will be on January 18th, when we'll be sharing information about tax preparation, the earned income credit. We will also have a guest speaker to talk about Social Security benefits and how that will impact an individual who would like to go back to work. What are the pros and what are the cons? Then we also have in that series of workshops, Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, how to maintain health, and also we'll be sharing some recipes, low-cost recipes that will enhance health. We will also be doing parenting while blind, and out of that workshop, we'd like to start a support group for parents who are blind.
Well, that would be awesome.
So we have some exciting things coming up. Also, one of the workshops will be on fall prevention. Unfortunately, the challenge is as we age, the aging affects our balance, and being blind, we also need, as the older population, to know techniques of how to prevent injuries due to falling. So these workshops will run from January 18th through to February 28th, Mondays and Wednesdays in the afternoons.
And how can people...
So we would really like the public out there who are blind and visually impaired to come and sign up.
How would people sign up, Sharon?
To call in, by calling 407-898-2483, extension 230 or extension 214.
Say the number again, Sharon.
407-898-2483, extension 230 or extension 214.
So how are your children? I know you have children. How are they doing?
They're good. My daughter, she's at University of South Florida, so she went back today because classes start tomorrow.
Your daughter is in college? Is that what you just said?
Yes, I have a daughter who is in college. She's at University of South Florida.
Wow.
My son, he's also at Valencia, and he works in a call center. And then I have a little one who is... He'll be 8 in 2 weeks. and he's in second grade. They're all doing well.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You have three children.
Mm-hmm.
Two in college.
Have three children.
And a mini-me. An eight-year-old. And you've been blind since...
I have an eight-year-old. I love to say that he's the one who will be... When my nest is getting empty, he'll be here to be my company.
And you told me you're getting your master's degree as of right now, as we speak, right?
Yes. I'm with the University of Massachusetts, Boston. I'm doing the master's in vision therapy.
So wow. There's no excuse whatsoever for those that are visually impaired or those that are sighted, because if you can do it since the age of nine and been pumping and priming and doing what you know how to do all this time, there's no excuse for nobody else.
Chris, I'd also like to say I'm not unique. Many blind and visually impaired people across the Central Florida and the United States have lived with blindness since their kids have accomplished the great things. Unfortunately, many people are newly blind. They are not aware of their potential. They don't know the services that are available to them to help them to achieve their goals. But if you just call Lighthouse Central Florida, we will help to get them on the road. Rehabilitation will and start pursuing their goals.
Wow, that is just truly amazing, and it's truly a blessing. And yes, you might be right, but it's just a mere fact, because I know sighted folk, sighted people who just sit at home and just couch potatoes. I keep it like that. I'm going to keep it holy tonight. But just the mere fact that you have the motivation, you have the perseverance to get up and to go forth. And you're absolutely right, Sheila, Mike. When I see them every week, and when they do come in and when we do have conversations, they are fighting each and every day to do something better than the day before. And I commend you all. So I don't know what the excuse is for a lot of folk that I know that's sighted. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to stop.
Well, Sharon, thank you very much for coming with us today and talking. Appreciate it. Love you having it on the board with Lighthouse.
Thank you very much for having me. I just wanted to also say that when I was a little girl and I first got blind, I had my fears, but I also read the story about Helen Keller, who is blind, who was blind, mm-hmm. and who was deafblind, mm-hmm. and I thought that, you know, a lot of times hearing compensates for blindness, and if she could leave her mark on the world,
yes,
being deafblind, why can't I? And that's a message I'd like to leave with every individual out there in Radioland tonight, that don't put barriers on yourself. If you get up and you start the journey by just putting one foot before the other, I can assure you that one day you will achieve your goals.
Well, thank
wow,
you.
That's
thank
amazing.
You so
thank
much.
You so much, Sharon. We appreciate you. And you keep pushing and priming. And tell that 8-year-old to keep working security.
Thank you so much.
Take care, Sharon.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. Well, once again, Sheila, it says what we were talking about before.
Mm-hmm.
That you can do, Sharon can do,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people can do.
Mm-hmm.
What about you sitting on the couch? You know, keep on saying, oh, I'm blind, I can't do anything. Or how about this? You're sighted and you can't get a job.
Well, Sharon just used a word, and fear is a lot of people's.
But the same thing with people who are sighted. Yeah, but the same thing with people who say they're sighted and they can't find a job.
Well,
and my answer to them, they're not looking hard enough if they really want a job. Because there's plenty of jobs out there if they really want to get a job.
Well, they want to make $1 million.
Well, I'm not talking $1 million.
They're not willing to take less.
Well, we said getting a job. So
they're not willing
jobs.
To take less. That's the problem.
I don't. You know, fear is one of those words that a lot of people use. For me, fear, I always say, is not an option. Sometimes I feel you have to embrace fear. Because mm-hmm. if you don't embrace it and you're always resisting it, and it hits you, it's going to hit you and probably take over you more than you trying to embrace it. And when you hit, that you can rebound.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So people don't know how to rebound from fear. Maybe is the correct term to use. Maybe.
Well, blindness causes fear. You know, if you let it.
If you let it.
If you let it.
Now, I've only had one time of fear one time, and that's because I was in an elevator in a 50 or 60 story building, and I can't read Braille, and I was going to the, I think, the third or fourth floor, and I was going from the ground up, and nobody else was on the elevator with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find the button. And it was not like you say, well, the first button is the first floor, the second button, the third.
No.
Wrong. They
no.
don't have that.
No.
And a lot of main elevators. So I kept on pushing buttons, and I was going up and down the elevator. And for about maybe 2-3 minutes, it seemed like hours, but it was only like 2-3 minutes, until I was lucky enough so someone got on the elevator, and I said, could you find me and push the button for the whatever floor it was? This was a long time ago. But only time I'm blind on elevator, and I don't like to go on elevators that are hot. I don't mind going in an elevator like my doctor. Eye doctor's on the second floor. That's easy. It just puts the second floor, I'm in. But if it's a high-story building, yeah, I don't like to go in an elevator. Other than that, I have no fear whatsoever, because my answer is, if they reject me, my answer is, so what? And people have said to Lynn, my wife, you know, he doesn't seem blind. The way he gets around, bop, 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 bop. And my answer is, well, I don't seem it. I mean, I don't, you know, they can see my cane. Other than that, if I hit a wall, if I walk into something, all right. So that's what happens. I do it and I do it. But the difference is I always ask, always ask, always.
Well, Michael, being January is Braille Literacy Month, maybe you should learn how to read the numbers in Braille, and then that would assist you if you get in that situation again.
You know what? May you rest in peace. Joe Pilano was starting to teach me that, and I didn't have enough time, and now he's passed on. So I'll have to find
I can
something.
Teach you.
All right, maybe sometime you will. I just learned to do some numbers. It'd be nice. I like to learn because I'm going to be going to New York, and I like to learn some numbers. It'd be nice.
Well, I can Braille them for you, and then you can just kind of have a guideline, have
yeah.
a cheat sheet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We
I
call
like
it
that.
A cheat
like
sheet
that.
At work.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go to the phone line. We have a young man. Sheila, he's really, really, really a great friend.
Uh-oh.
And he said, man, let me give Miss Sheila a call and let her know what's going on and what we got going down in the town. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Mr. Freeman on your
oh
phone line.
Oh, my gosh, he did call it.
Who is it?
Bill Freeman.
Bill Freeman. Where's he calling from?
He's Windermere.
Windermere. Okay.
Hey, Bill.
Bill Freeman.
Bill. I didn't say, what I said was I wanted to give her a hard time. but then again,
I was being nice about it.
I'm very proud to have considered Sheila a friend in both ways for, what, over 10 years, Sheila?
We met in 2005, Bill, so
I
it's
think that's
12
over 10 years.
12 years we've known each other.
But all this chatter, though, what I haven't heard is that can't doesn't accomplish anything.
Mm.
That's true.
Can't doesn't get it done.
That's true. And the other thing I say at school when the kids say, this is hard, I can't do it, I tell them from a dear friend of mine, Patty Odom, her saying is, it's only hard till it's easy.
That's funny.
Well, you know, nothing is, you know, when you know how to do it, everything's easy.
Correct. So... Well, but, are you listening on your Echo, on your dial?
Well, only because you told me I could. I wouldn't have figured it, just like Lynn in the telephone, I wouldn't have figured it out if you hadn't told me.
So he's listening to the show, I think, for the first time, Michael.
There you go.
No.
Not the first time?
I have listened on the phone and the computer before.
Well, we
but
are.
But you never called in before.
No, he's
oh,
calling
yes,
to give me a hard time.
I have too called in.
Did you?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Your memory's worse than mine. You must be old.
That's funny. Well, thanks for calling in, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. Alrighty.
Thank you. Keep on listening. Keep on calling in.
Thanks
and
for
you
calling.
A wonderful show.
Thank you so much. Thank
and
you.
And I appreciate Lighthouse too.
Thank you. I'm sure. Okay. We're gonna go right now. Trivia? Are we going to do trivia?
Trivia it is.
Trivia it is. Sheila?
Yes, sir.
This is your trivia.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, your
okay.
trivia.
Okay.
Trivia time. The audience who's got a birthday phone today. Number to call in is 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song?
Happy
Phone number to call in if you think you know that's who's singing that song is 407-894-1680.
That's for everyone that's having a January birthday.
Let's play it a little more
January
because of Sheila,
birthday.
Her birthday coming up.
My grandbabies too.
Well, I'm celebrating my birthday with you all month too, so.
Okay. I figured the older I get, the more I deserve to party.
When's your birthday?
25th.
Oh, it's a long way away here.
Nah, you can still party.
Okay, who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. We got $10 gift card waiting for you from Dunkin' Donuts. For those first person calls up, don't forget, most places that have Dunkin' Donuts has your Baskin-Robbins ice cream, which honors the $10. So, who's going to call up?
I think somebody has called in.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah, I got two callers. I got one right here in Orlando, and I got another one from Palmyra, New Jersey. So we're going to go to the one right here in Orlando first.
Wait, before you tell, you have one caller from Palmyra,
uh-huh.
And you have one caller from
Orlando.
Okay, well, don't hang up at either one. We take the first one from Orlando. That was first. The second one is from where? Palmyra?
Uh-huh.
Let them hold. Tell them not to hang up. I want to talk to both of them.
All right, hold on one moment. Here we go with the one and only, my friend, your friend, our friend, David.
David?
That's right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh, yo, yo, David. David. The
oh,
David.
My goodness. Hi,
the
David.
The David.
The David.
Sheila, that's embarrassing. That's just almost too easy.
I know, but you're probably the only one that knows.
No, somebody from Palmyra knows, too.
Those are the Fab Four, the Beatles.
He got it.
He got it. He got it.
Got it. I knew you would know.
David, you just won $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins ice cream.
Congratulations.
Thanks
and
for listening.
Dave is going to be performing Friday night, right?
It's true.
At the Top Dog Conference in Orlando. The Top Dog Conference is for guide dog users in the southeast of the United States, Georgia. I think it's Florida, Georgia. I don't remember what other states are in that group. Maybe one of my guide dog friends will call in and tell me.
I don't even have a dog.
I'll be there.
I'm gonna try to find a prop somewhere.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Dave.
Take his information, Chris. I want to find out who's on the call from Palmyra, New Jersey.
Hold on, David. All right. Here's our good friend, Betty from Palmyra.
Oh, Betty from Palmyra.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, Betty. How you doing?
Fine, thanks. And hello to Sheila.
Hi, Betty.
Gary and Charles.
How are you?
Charles isn't
fine,
here today.
Thanks. And I just wanted to tell you that that lady who was speaking was very interesting about forensic science.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I remember when we met at the Philadelphia meeting, I was talking to your grandson, Michael.
Right.
And he was telling me about going into forensics.
Yep. That's what I was saying. Yep. Temple, yeah.
Blind people that are visually impaired should not be idle.
No, they should
not. They should be on the job.
They should be doing something, Betty.
Right?
You're
but they always say, they always use the excuse, the famous excuse, they're blind and they can't do anything.
No, that can't be because I go out and give programs about the World War II when I was in the military. And schools and events, I go all over. It's wonderful.
That's awesome. Well, keep it up because
it
I know
up,
you're staying active and that's what's important.
Oh, yes, I am. Hey, even at 93, I'm active.
You go, girl.
That's right.
Tell Betty, to get well quick.
Yeah, Betty, thank you very much for your New Year's and birthday card and everything, Christmas card.
Oh, you're
thank
welcome.
You so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, you take care of yourself.
Have a good
and tell
now.
Your and tell your son, Happy New Year and Merry Christmas. A passport.
Thanks. You too.
Yep.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Betty.
And that was Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey.
She's such a sweet lady.
Oh, she is so. Nancy, you still there?
Yes, I am. I'm listening very intently.
Yeah, it was Betty from Palmyra.
I know. I love Betty. I hear her. She calls in almost every week, and
yeah,
I love
the pleasure,
to hear her.
I had the pleasure of meeting her at when we had a little thing at Jack's Delicatessen in Philadelphia, and she came over with her son.
It's amazing that she's 93 and still going out and giving talks.
Yeah,
it's
guess
just
what?
Wonderful.
And she only wanted to meet me, and she came over, and that's not around the corner. She came over from Jersey and to this restaurant. It was probably about 40 miles away, and she came over. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's just wonderful.
Yep.
That's what it's all about, staying active.
And people that want to get off their rear end and do something.
Yep.
And that's what this show is all about, to show you people can do it if you want to do it. You know, I have an older brother who's 5 years older than me. He's still working because he wants to. My father, may rest in peace, he was working in his 80s.
Wow.
So, like, my family always said, what are you going to do? Play golf? Well, I never.
I could see, golf would not be my choice.
I didn't like playing golf when I could see. So I know people that have nothing else to do better in their life. All they do is play golf all day long.
Well, you know.
That's their life.
Some people like to play golf.
Yeah. But then there's people that I know that are blind and don't want to work and they don't want to do anything. And then they'll cry. Oh, there's a break. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. See you on the other side. Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. Go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there and I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call, 407-898-2483. Call today.
This is Charles. We did a show out at the museum in Winter Park. There was the cutest little girl, I'm told, totally blind, 6 years old. Lighthouse of Central Florida can help your blind babies, can help your blind children. They have mentors on staff to work for your children, your babies, your teens, your young adults. They teach them how to interact with others, how to play. They teach them financial abilities. They teach them and prepare them for college. They teach your young adults and prepare them for jobs in the future. So Lighthouse Central Florida is the place to go for all of your needs, as babies, children, young adults, and even senior citizens can find help, assistance, guidance, and education. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I hope you do. Hope you call in. We got a lot more coming up. And the second hour, by the way, is going to be very interesting. It's all going to be about Braille. Very interesting, especially for those who don't know about Braille. Be very interesting. Right now, we have a caller on the line from Daytona Beach, Florida.
The world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach. We have the one and only Doug. Hey, Doug. How you doing?
Hey, Doug.
Hey, good evening.
Hi, Doug.
Doug, I promised I'd call in.
Thank you. Doug is the president of the Guide Dog Users of Florida,
correct,
which is one of our special affiliates for the Florida Council of the Blind. So, Doug, what can we do for you? How are you?
Fine. There are two things I was thinking about listening in the last few minutes that I wanted to talk about. One, you had talked about where Top Dog, the states that Top Dog is sponsored by. They're Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina.
Thank you.
But
I wasn't sure.
We have over 140 participants next weekend, and they are from all over the country.
And all over for everything from technology to guide dog schools to...
Right. We're going to be talking about medical issues. We're going to be talking about CPR. We're going to be talking about flying. You know, for those of us who want to be involved and do things like Gary, we're going to be talking about how to fly and how to deal with emergencies when you're flying.
Like flying a heliplane, flying
no
airplanes
as a passenger on an
airplane. Right, as a passenger.
Oh, I'm finna get excited. Don't do me like that.
Actually, one of the things we'll be talking about is the issue of the Air Carrier Act and how it differs from the ADA, which is causing huge problems. The other thing I want to talk about is what you had talked about just before the break, and that is being involved and being busy. My philosophy is the only people that are not busy are the people who don't want to be busy.
Mm-hmm. Correct. That's mm-hmm. correct.
I've always felt that it's our job when we're put on earth to do something, to be involved.
Doug, tell people, give everybody a background. You were... the supervisor or what, your rehab over in Daytona. You worked at the rehab center.
I've done several.
You worked
things.
At the library.
Right. Well, I started out as a counselor case manager at the rehabilitation center in Daytona.
Mm-hmm.
Then I moved from there to the University of Florida and took over as director of a recording program for textbooks for print impaired students.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I left there, my wife got a job over here, so I came working in the school. So I came back over here and got a job at the library where I had been volunteering. Mm-hmm. And I worked there 15 years as a supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left there and went back to the rehabilitation center as an instructor and as a case manager before I decided to retire so that I can spend my time in community activities.
And Doug is blind, okay?
Yeah, I've been totally blind since 1956.
So wow. He has no vision, and he has 2 years? Are you retired a year and a half?
3 years, believe it or not.
It's been 3 years.
Yeah, it's going on four there, Sheila.
Time flies when you're having fun.
And we are enjoying ourselves. We're very involved as transportation advocates and for voting advocates. I chair the city's Disability Advisory Board, and my wife and I both serve on Friends of Library Access, which is a group that helps to fund the volunteer program at the Braille and Talking Book program.
Which I'm president of.
Which Sheila is the president of.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Really,
oh,
Sheila?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sheila's one of those people that's very involved.
She's always involved with something, that's for sure.
I can't wait to retire.
You know, when you retire, Sheila, that means you're just going to find more things to do.
Well, when I retire, I'm moving to Daytona Beach.
Oh, you come over here. I got some stuff for you to do. I have a reputation here of finding work for people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually unpaid.
Well, thank you so, so much for listening, and thank you so much for calling in. We need to get Doug over here one time to be a guest on the show because he's got so much knowledge and has so much he could share.
Flattery will get you Everything.
Oh, good.
Well, write, anyway, why don't you write
I'll be
down.
I'll listening to your second hour. I'd like to hear about what your program is about Braille and what's happening with Braille, so I'll be listening.
Okay. Thank you, Doug, so
Thank
much.
You.
Thank you.
Take care.
See you next weekend.
Yep. Bye-bye.
We're going to break. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for the second hour. Don't go away. This is Blind and Beyond. See you on the other side of the break.